The Mummers will have a second parade in 2015. The string bands will march in the Manayunk neighborhood for Mardi Gras. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports.
America's oldest folk parade, the Mummers' New Year's Parade, has always been closely associated with South Philadelphia. So what are the Mummers now doing in Manayunk? On February 22nd, about a dozen string bands will march down Main Street for Mardi Gras. Tom Loomis is the president of the Philadelphia Mummers String Band Association, and he says it's a moneymaker.
An average string band today costs between, our production for New Year's Day is between $80,000 to $100,000 per string band. And we raise that all on our own. So when we have somebody comes and say, we have an idea to help you raise money, we want to listen.
In addition to being president of the association, Loomis is also a member of the Woodland String Band, which performed in 42 parades last year. This one will be different because he says it will be a parade of only mummers.
Every parade we do is a fundraiser. But to have a partner who says we want to bring 10 to 14 to all 16 bands in, that's an awesome opportunity.
Participating bands are guaranteed a base pay rate with additional money generated from the sale of VIP access tickets. The cost and coordination of the parade will be assumed by the Manayunk Development Corporation. Its executive director, Jane Lipton, says no city money will pay for it.
This is great for our district. It highlights our district in the dead of winter, which we're always happy to do. I'm not going to lie. I'm a promoter.
The Mardi Gras parade will occur on a Sunday morning from 10 a.m. to noon, and to make it family-friendly, Lipton says the bars on Main Street will be told not to serve alcohol outside. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.